It's great to have you here with me on a Monday, and welcome to this new series beginning today, God is Our Rest. I'm eager to pick up the Word of God, the Bible, and take us back into the life of Christ so that Jesus can teach all of us how He provides to us our rest. And I think this is timely for so many of us because we're tired. I know I get tired, and I know that most of the people I come across in my family, my community, and my church are also tired. Are you tired? If so, I am glad that you are with us, because together, for this next series of broadcasts, we will learn that God is our rest. Please invite along any of your friends who are also experiencing weariness in their lives. What makes us so tired? Well, there's so many ways to answer that question, but today I want to talk to you about three: technology, toil, and the family tree. Here are three T's: technology, toil, and the family tree. Let's start with technology. You know, you might think that living in this century in which we reside, we might be a more well-rested people. This is, for the most part, no longer the days when we wake up at 3 a.m. and head down to the barn to milk the cows and then work the land and animals all day as farmers. We're not planting our own crops, watering them and caring for them all day for several months, and then harvesting them by hand when they're fully grown. Now, to be sure, there are friends tuning into God Is who are outside working with your hands, doing physical labor. Landscape gardeners, for example. But when I talk about technology, this applies to all of us, whatever our work may or may not be. Because I'm speaking of the mobile phone, the computer, the iPad, the e-reader as examples. I'd bet the majority of people tuning in right now has a mobile phone nearby. You may even be listening to God Is via the WROL or WEZE app. Or you've downloaded this as a podcast via your what? Via your computer, phone, or tablet. When I told a friend of mine that I had a radio ministry, he looked at me like I had recently arrived from another planet and asked, "Radio? Who even has a radio anymore?" And then when I told him I'm on the AM dial at 950 and 590, he was even more perplexed. AM radio? He wasn't sure he had it in his car. Well, in case you're like my friend, yes, AM radio is alive and well. All across the world, millions of people listen to their radios. Just to finish this comment, my friend does tune in to God Is, but via an app. And I'm happy to have you, however you may be listening. But here's the point. Technology, in its various forms, has become so much a part of our lives that most of us doubt if we could survive an hour, let alone a day, without it. Here's the test case. Ever lost your phone? On Twitter the other day, yes, on my phone, I saw a video of a woman freaking out at an airport because she left her phone on the plane. Sheer panic. But the video of her in a panic was recorded by another passenger on his phone. And the millions of people who watched it on their phones. You see my point? The phones are watching phones. No longer is the phone only used to talk, now it is used to watch. Ironically, all this technology designed to make our lives easier has made our lives harder because now we have to manage all of this. So we have emails, text messages, WhatsApp, Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat, Pinterest, YouTube, Facebook Live, Periscope, and Vimeo. Those are in the English-speaking world. In the Chinese-speaking world, WeChat, Renren, Sina Weibo. In Latin America, Taringa. And I could go on and on and on. Right now, someone is yelling out about some app that I am missing or don't know about. And all this technology, because it is mobile, comes everywhere with us, literally everywhere. And I get it, that's the point. But here's my point. Technology is making us tired. When you take technology with you wherever you go, then it's hard to rest. Study after study has confirmed that one reason people are so tired is because they're using technology in their bedrooms. Does your mobile phone go to bed with you? It shouldn't if you actually want to get a good night's sleep. All that stimulation, even from just the light that pours out of your mobile device, is not advisable in getting your mind to slow down and shut off so that you can dive into deep REM sleep. And by the way, if you are 83 like my dad, who has never even thought about owning a mobile phone a second in his life, then be thankful. No wonder you sleep so well. Is technology the last thing that you engage with at night? First thing in the morning? It's making us tired, and we're tired because of the technology. I'm introducing God is Our Rest by suggesting that three things are making us all very tired: our technology, our toil, and our family tree. And second, let's talk about how we are tired because of our toil. And by toil, I mean work. Well, here we are in mid-June. Are you still not on vacation? It depends who you are, right? Some of you do not get vacation. Never. Not even once a year. You have needs that require you work constantly, 6-7 days a week. That's the nature of being an immigrant to this country, and or the nature of having a growing family to feed, and or the nature of paying your bills, and or I can go on and on with many examples. Some of you do get vacation, but you feel that it is over before it even began. Time moves slow while you work, but fast when you are at the beach. Really fast. And then there is a toil that comes to those of you who choose to make work your life. Work is your life. If not working, you do not know what to do with yourself. And so the toil is always tucked underneath your arm, even when you do, and this next word is in quotation marks, rest. Perfectionism is really thriving within you to the expense of rest and recovery. You have no off switch. You are always on. Go, go, and go again. Work, work, and more work. Toil until you topple over. So, for whatever reason, there is no break on the horizon for you. When you look ahead at the calendar, you see complete and total toil. Or are you married to someone? Or the son or daughter of someone? Or you work for someone who is always toiling but never taking a break? And this person is a wreck, moody, temperamental, difficult to live with and to love, and impossible to work for. And this weariness leads to addictions, depression, and even despair. Tiredness can be a source of tearing a company apart, a team, countless numbers of relationships. And all of this before we take into account the third source of tiredness, and that is the family tree. We experience tiredness from technology and toil, and from the family tree. What do I mean by that? There is much in family life that is tiresome. Let me speak to mothers tuning in. You might be thinking back to earlier in the broadcast when I mentioned vacation, and you're thinking, vacation? Even if you were just to pack up the family and go to the beach, or travel across the state or part of the country to visit relatives, or even drop down to Logan Airport to fly somewhere, as mom, you're never on holiday. There is no break for you. In fact, sometimes you think just staying at home in your own environment and where you have some control would be the wiser thing to do. Moms are never off duty. You're always on. And mothering is very much an important full-time job of immense value in the lives of each and every one of your kids. You took it on voluntarily, so maybe people in your life have little sympathy for you. But I think that we must be sympathetic to the busy mother, drained by the demands of kids, all of them begging for technology. Mom, I want the iPad. Mom, give me your phone. In exchange for your peace. All of these pressures they are putting on you. The fruit is growing on the family tree, and these little apples take a lot of work. Let me speak to adult children caring for aging parents. You want to be faithful to honor your father and mother and to care for them in the same way that they took such tender care of you when you were younger. But oh, how weary you've become in doing this day in and day out and night after night. What was once impossible for you to even consider, a nursing home is now a reality. You're burnt out. Maybe you take care of a parent with a disease like cancer or Alzheimer's. This burden has burned off all of your energy, and you're laboring under this as we speak. Let me speak to those of you that are just plain tired of your families. Sometimes the relational conflict is so deep, the family is so fractured and broken, that being with people in your family just put you into a deep, dark hole. You're exhausted dealing with them. Out of energy, you've given up. Well, I could go on. The purpose of our time together today is not to depress you. It is rather to acknowledge the discouragement and, yes, even the depression, perhaps, that already exists. We have actual, real reasons for our tiredness, and I've summarized these as technology, toil, and the family tree. And you might think, I am tired, but for other reasons. Fair enough, I cannot cover or think of everything, but there are some fundamental reasons that people are all tuckered out. And these are what I've suggested to you. Maybe you're all tuckered out. The good news is, Jesus addresses this in the Gospels, right in the first four books of the Bible's New Testament. And when you come back tomorrow and throughout this series, you will learn that God is our rest. And when we dig in with Jesus, we will see that he first addresses the biggest and most important reason that people are tired. As Jesus will tell us, it is not because of technology, toil, or the family tree. Jesus says that people are tired because they do not have or pay little attention to their relationship with him. God is our rest, but if we do not live in the context of a vibrant relationship with God, then we will never find the rest that we so desperately seek. We'll talk more about this starting tomorrow right here on God Is. Let me pray for us. Thank you that this summer we can spend this time with you, Lord Jesus. Thank you for being our master teacher. So many of us are tired. We're weary. I pray this week that you will steal away our weariness and replace it with your abundant life. Wake us up and give us new perspective on how we can find our rest in you. I pray for people that are so tired today that they're depressed. Lift their spirits, O God. Amen. So join me tomorrow or download the God Is podcast using your technology and listen that way. We're going to be learning together that God is our rest.